Hazinu is referred to as a Shira. It says in last week's Parsha, V'ata kisvu lachem es Ashira hazois v'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyem. L'man tihi ali Ashira hazois l'eid b'nei Yisrael. Alpanov, we have to understand, why is it called a Shira? It includes Peronias, Chorbanos, Yishman Yeshurun Vayivot, Amarti Af Ehem, other psukim. Not exactly what we would think is Shira material. So first you have to know, why is it called a Shira? Secondly, why, what's the importance of it? V'ata kisvu lachem es Ashira hazayis v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael, l'man ti Ashira hazayis l'eid b'nei Yisrael. This will be the aid for the presence in Dashgoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to B'nai Yisrael. What's the Hemshech? The Pesukim earlier in last week's parasha, we spoke about it last week, that Klal Yisrael comes to the Hakorah, that their tzoras are from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Alki Ein Eloi Kai Bekirbi, but that still isn't the Madrega of complete tshuva, because the truth is it's not Alki Ein Eloi Kai Bekirbi. On the contrary, the Eibush is doing it. So for saying Ein Elokai Bekirbi, the Midah Keneged Midah, as we explained last week, is Ve'anechi Aster Aster Esponai. Immediately afterwards, Ve'ata Kisvu Lachem Es Ashira Hazayis. It seems that the Eitzah to become cognizant of the fact that there is the presence of the Rabbi Nishalom is Dafka the Shira of Hazinu. I'd like to explain that a bit. The Ramban here in Pasuk Lamed Beis, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem, the Ramban writes as follows. V'hine, Hashira Hazois, Asher hi banu, le'eid emes v'nemon, this Shira, which is an eid emes v'nemon for us, tagid bebir, it will explain in detail, kol ha'maitzois oisonu, everything that's going to happen, that happened and will happen to us. First, it mentions the chesed which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us. As Masker, the toivois that the Hebrew did with us, Bamidbar. And that he was Manchil Arzois Hagoyim, that's in Eretz Yisrael. And that because Meroiv Toiva, that the Eibishter bestowed upon Klal Yisrael, Mordu Bashem, v'chule, and then v'achar kein pizer oisom b'chol ruach upeya, v'yodua zok der Ramban, ki kol ze niskayim. It's yodua that all of this was niskayim. V'yihichen, and it was like that. V'omru hashira, and this shira states, ki basoif, yoshiv nokom letzorov, ulu misanov yishalim, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be nisnakim and give the einish to the sainim of Klal Yisrael. V'zeh dovor borur, when is this nokom letzorov kibad this basayif, when is it referring to? Zokter Ramban, v'dozeh dovor borur ki al ha-geulo ha-asido yavtiach. That it's referring to the geulo ha-asido. Ki bebinyin ba'isheni araya, Ki bebinyan by it says harninu goyim amoy, and ki bebinyan by isheni lo hirninu goyim amoy. Vehine, Ramban goes on and says a myriad of thing. Ein b'shira hazois tnai b'tshuva v'avoida. This shira does not contain for its fulfillment a tnai that you have to do tshuva v'avoida. Rak hishtar edus. It's a shtar. It's a documented edus shenase har. She nase harois that will have will do bet with that chaklais wa rachman al slam bichayte venuchal v'shehu yisbarach yasebanu b'teichachos he will punish us avol yash b'zichreinu and it's written in the shtaredus of Yoshu v'isnache in kain hashira hazois havtocha mevueres b'geula or asida al korcha jomila it's a havtocha mevueres b'geula or asida. That means that included in the Shira is everything, the entire Hishtal Sholos of Klal Yisrael from the beginning Ad Achar Sayon. And the statement of it is that it's the Havtoch, it constitutes, Zokter Ramban, a Havtocha for the Geula Hasida. Mamela, we understand very well why this is referred to as a Shira. Because this is our guarantee to the Geula Hasida. It's before. I would add to that, and I think that's also merumas in what the Ramban says, Ki Kol Zeh Nizkayim, that not only is it like a star aid, as Rabbeinu Shlomo is saying, I did this and this and this and this and this, and I'm also going to do that. It's more than that. The Torah was given Harei before any of this. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael before they were Kavish Diyam. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael before they went into Eretz Yisrael. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael before the Kiyum of the Teichachos. The Torah was given to Yisrael before, and still, every little prat of the Shira was Niskayim at Kutzei Shel Yud. Was entirely Niskayim. This is a Hechrech. How a Basar V'Dom couldn't have written out the script that's going to be played out to the nth degree? If everything was Niskayim, it's a Raya, then it's the Eibishter that is doing it all. So the Shira is Be'etzem a Gilui of the Hashgacha of the Kesher of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with Klal Yisrael, and of the Hashgacha of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam al Klal Yisrael, b'chol tzad v'shal, that every single event was not an isolated event. It was part of one continuum beginning with the Tchila of Klal Yisrael and culminating with the Yeshua Losid Lover. The Shira, the Haftocha, the Chizuk that one is meant to get from the Shira of Onsa Hashira Hazayis, Ata Kisvul Hachemes Hashira Hazayis, Sima Befiyem, Lamantiyem, Befiyem, the Klal Yisrael should have it and constantly remember it, is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is totally running the world, that there's a Hashgacha Protis, HaKol Prat V'Prat, that even those things which are seemingly bad, are part of a continuum of Klal Yisrael, of which leading to and building up to and concluding with the Geula Hasida. And it's Havtocha. That's the Havtocha for the Geula Hasida. That we can understand as the Hemshech of the Pesukim. Klal Yisrael came to Hakara that the roles aren't random. It has to do with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But Klal Yisrael thought, Al ki ein Eloi kai bekirbi. What's the emes? What's the tviya? It's not ein Eloi kai bekirbi. It's yesh Eloi kai bekirbi. You know, they say B'Shem and Adam Godel, that they asked him, you know, if there's the question that all the Kaifim, if there was a Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so where was he during the Holocaust? So this Godel answered, it's the Amos answer, what do you mean, where was he? He was the one making it. It's not Ki'ein Elikai B'Kirbi. It's not the Chas V'Sholom, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam abandoned Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, which we cannot understand, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam saw fit that it was necessary for Klal Yisrael to have this at that point in time. It's dafka because of the presence of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. L'raya al kach, so that Klal Yisrael should have something to which they can look and learn and be mischazik in that fact that there's Hashgacha. That's v'ata kisvo lachem es hashira hazois. You have this Shira, the Shira of Hazinu, which attests to the fact that Behechreach, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, was Menatzeach over everything, and everything was done Ayidei the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. How else could you have stated everything that was going to happen in the future, and it happened to the nth degree? No Basar V'Dom could possibly have done that. Only the Hashgacha of the Bairi Olam, only the Anhoga of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam could be like that. And that is the Havtocha for the Geula Hasida, that brings the person to the Hakara that everything that's happening, it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's a Yesh Elokai Bekirbi. And if it's a Yesh Elokai Bekirbi, we can memela rest assured that there's the Shtar Edus of the Geula Hasida. Now, Parshas Hazino is lamed always either between Yom Kippur and Sukkot or Shabbos Shuvah. Now, the reason is simple. It's not a coincidence. The reason is simple. These days of Yom Kippur, which we attain Tahara, and Sukkot, which were Tzilut Behem Nusa, midas amunah and bitachon, and we realize that everything is derabbanu shleilam, culminating with shmini atzeres, simchas Torah, where in nizdabek and derabbanu shleilam keeps us with him. The total, the ultimate hiskarvus and hidovkus to the rabbanu shleilam. The message that one has to internalize during those days is that it's all, everything we have is the Rabbeinu Shalom. You go into a sukkah to sit in a tzila de behemnusa with the shira hazois freshly engraved in your mind and in your heart to realize that it's the Rabbeinu Shalom who's running everything that happened, perceived as good, perceived as bad, it's all the Rabbeinu Shalom. If we internalize that shira, if we use that shira as the guiding life of how we conduct our lives, we'll amirtz Hashem b'zeiche to spend sukkahs b'sukkahs oirei shalivyosan with the gevulah asida b'mehera v'yameinu amen.